Welcome to the Daily Guidance Meditation Podcast with the Realized Master. These meditation talks were recorded during intensive spiritual retreats with Sadhguru Sirioji. Therefore, they might contain some specific teachings and wisdom for life to be taken into consideration. Each recording begins with a mantra to bring you into a favorable condition for the inner journey. This initial mantra is followed by a brief talk in which the process of meditation is explained to you. After the talk, keep meditating at least for 15 minutes, and if you like it, continue, increasing the time by and by as you proceed. So now you are left with nothing else to do but close your eyes, relax, listen, and let meditation happen.
Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Anami. 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 Anami.
The sun is rising like on the first dawn. The light is shining within my soul. This light emanates from the Godhead and it shines on our forehead. When we sit in meditation, we activate the third eye. When the third eye opens, we are flooded with light. We experience ecstasy and inner delight. Then we discover our divine nature. We bow down to yours, endless statue. Kirpal, my Lord and Gurudeva, I will forever perform your seva. So when we sit in meditation, we activate the third eye. When the third eye opens, we are flooded with light. We experience ecstasy and inner delight. And this light emanates from the Godhead, and it shines on our forehead. So that's the link, that's the door to get into touch, in tune with the divine presence, divine light. So if you're able to fully focus, to fully concentrate on this spot, which is there in between our eyebrows, the middle of our forehead, but not on the bone, just what is in front of our forehead. And with patience, love and devotion, keep looking in the center. Minutely, penetratingly, then the mind smooths down, calms down. And when the thought, the thinking process reduces or stops altogether, then automatically the inner vision opens. That means the third eye opens. Is with this inner eye, which doesn't need the outer eyes to see, you begin seeing light. It's not something that we need to visualize. It just comes by itself. So for doing so, we need to withdraw from all outside, forget our body, where we are, forget about ourselves, and for doing so we need to fully focus and concentrate. So the more we are engrossed in staring in the center, the more our mind becomes silent. And the more the mind becomes silent, the more we go deep into meditation. And the more we go deep into meditation, the more we begin to be saturated with this divine energy, divine presence. Which makes us feel blissful, at least peaceful. And if the inner vision opens and the light fully manifests, then we become saturated with ecstasy and intoxication. Then we feel wonderful. We feel that's life. That's what makes life meaningful That's what gives scope to life. So let's try our best to fully gather ourselves, focus our attention, and try to tune in with the divine light. Eventually, we may become one with this light. And that's the purpose of yoga, union of the attention or the individual light with the divine light. So let's keep meditating like this and pray to the Supreme Sadguru, Supreme Reality, to be kind, merciful, and bless us.